runner's lead as Burnett deals. Swung on, a long drive to left. If it's fair, it's gone. It is a gun! It's a three-run home run for Benji Molina, and the Rangers take a 5-3 lead.
It's Boomer Esiason and Craig Carton on The Fan, Sports Radio 66, WFAN New York.
Here we go!
Yo, 6:05, nice job, Eddie Scazzeri, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Boomer Esiason and Craig Carton on The Fan. And, of course, worldwide on MSG in the Allstate Insurance Studios, you are now listening to the Boomer and Carton radio program. Number to join, as always, 877-337-6666. We got a lot to do today. Of course, 99.4% of it, kind of like Ivory Pure, will be about the Yankee debacle last night. And who do you blame and how frustrating it was that the New York Yankees once again can't beat the Texas Rangers. Good morning, Boomer. How are you today, buddy boy?
All right, well, listen, you know, I'm doing okay. I am just finally glad that America got to see what it's like going to a game with you. And
yes.
I wanted to tell you this morning because I didn't want to tell you last night. I must have received, I don't know, 100 texts and
right.
emails in regards to your little performance behind home plate last night.
Can we get to that later?
No, wait a minute,
because
I have to get this off my chest.
The Yankee debacle
is the
story.
I want America and I want New York to know that that's exactly what you see last night is how it is every time we go to a game.
Lots of fun.
It is. You are all over the place.
I'm beloved.
You're
Would you
eating,
say that?
Drinking,
yeah.
standing, you know, waffling, whatever you do. I mean, the mask, the whole thing. That is you. You're not. That was no act. That was nothing.
Yeah.
That was 100% pure Craigie out in public.
We will deal with that a little bit later on. All my antics during the game. I delivered everything
I
said I would deliver.
I got that off my chest.
All right. Listen. Number one. Let's give out the goat horns today. Got to be Joe Girardi, and it's got to be, of course, AJ Burnett. But beyond that, you know, we'll go through this throughout the day today. The Yankees had opportunity after opportunity to blow this game wide open with, leadoff doubles, two men on base, nobody out. The Andrus play it short, which got the out of third is a key play in the game, of course. But let's just go in my order. Your order may disagree. We've not talked about this yet. In the history of baseball playoff games, when was the last time a manager purposely put the go-ahead run on base and then allowed his struggling, enigmatic starter to pitch in that spot? Joe Girardi will have to take... Now, listen, I know he ain't playing. He ain't throwing pitches. He's not making plays. He's not batting. It wasn't his hamstring that popped on the way to first base. But Joe Girardi, and this is what's called being a manager in New York City, every decision he made backfired and in turn cost them again.
Yep, you're probably right, but I would look at it this way. I think the players deserve the credit.
100%.
I mean, you know, he's making decisions, and I understand that it's righty-lefty, and it probably drives, and listen, you and I aren't the Yankee fans that were sitting around us, and you can hear people complaining about it and all this other stuff, but all I can tell you is that when a coach makes a decision whether or not to go for it on fourth and one, whether or not miss a free throw or who you're going to select in your shootout at the end of the game. I mean, much like all those coaches, this manager here is making decisions that, unfortunately, I mean, every single one, it seemed like backfired on him. And to me, you know, you and I were talking about this last night, and I was telling you that, you remember when Granderson got up and he was trying to bunt, I think, Jeter over to
Jeter
third?
Jeter had the leadoff double, no outs. It was in that spot where Granderson tried to bunt and walked.
But you know, and basically, I'm thinking that the Texas Rangers are telling their pitcher, listen, throw it high. If he bunts it, we're going to see if he can get him to bunt it, to pop it up, get an out.
Right.
If he doesn't, the last thing we want to do is have Jeter standing on third here with A-Rod coming up and giving him a chance, to not get a run or whatever.
Well, the idea was the Yanks were playing a little small ball there.
Right.
They were playing for the sacrifice fly, and they wind up not scoring a run in that inning.
You know, Granderson gets the first. What happens? You got double play. Bang. You know, and, you know, those are the little things that happen in these games where, You know, the other team is executing their game plan better than you are. And I know I want to sit here this morning and you just want to go crazy over the decisions that Joe Girardi makes, and I understand that. But you know what? He gets paid to make the decisions. Most of the times those decisions work out. I mean, look at, you know, the season that they had. And right now, the batting order, the offense of this team is, you know, it's not a $200 million offense. It's not playing like it.
No.
And if, you know, whether it be A-Rod or Nick Swisher or Mark Teixeira, can't come up with that key hit. And how frustrated are we as Met fans, and how long have we said this as Met fans? For the last 3 years, we can't get that one guy that can come up with that key hit in the middle of the inning.
Right.
And when it's most important. And maybe if you give A.J. Burnett 3 or 4-run lead, which you should have given him, you know, now all of a sudden the game is different and it doesn't turn on one managerial decision and one pitch.
No, listen, you're right. There's a lot of goats in this. And listen, Mark Teixeira, it's terrible that he popped that hamstring on the way down to first base. But Mark Teixeira doesn't have a single hit in this ALCS. Now, you lose the threat of the long ball, but he literally does not have a single hit in the ALCS. And so many opportunities. You know, the one that you're talking about with Derek Holland did a great job for the Rangers last night. First and second, nobody out.
What?
Teixeira hits that ball. I mean, Andrus makes a great play. Teixeira winds up being safe at first. But you go from first and second, nobody out, to the A-Rod double play ball next. You don't get a single run out of that inning.
That's right.
So, listen, you can blame everybody. Now, that being said, as frustrating as it was last night, and I can only imagine what it's like to be a real Yankee fan, because I'd be pulling my hair out, you know, whatever is left.
If you had some.
Right. That felt like to me that it was Citi Field, Shea Stadium written all over it. I know that feeling very well.
Maybe because we were sitting there.
Maybe. Like, we were there. We brought the Met Maloik with us to Yankee Stadium last night.
I will say this, though. You got the people standing up around you, though.
Well, I made everyone stand up.
Oh, God.
These people don't like to stand up in that section.
It's like nonstop, man.
Right?
Up and down.
Everybody
I felt like I was doing, like, freaking calisthenics.
That's right. Everybody up. Let's go. And now people are like, we don't want to get up, Carton. Sit down. And go, no, 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 no. Right? Now, here's the weird thing.
All right.
I still think the Yanks are going to win today. I think this series is going back to Texas.
Well, why wouldn't you think that?
Now, there's really no reason to think that because the Yankee bullpen has been brutal. Like a lot of people say, and this is the prevailing wisdom, on the decision Joe Girardi made with A.J. Burnett walking to get to Molina and then the first pitch home run, right? The idea is that you walk Murphy there. Molina's 1-for-19 against Burnett. Bang, that's the one. That's the guy you'd rather pitch to, okay?
He's playing at percentages.
The other side of that argument is you never put the go-ahead run on base. Okay, that's a baseball cliche or fact, right?
And if Murphy gets a hit, what's the worst that could happen?
Worst that happens is Murphy gets a hit, it's first and third.
Right.
All right? Maybe a run scores.
Maybe a run could score.
It could be one run in, tie ball game.
And then you're pitching to Molina.
And then you're pitching to Molina anyway, right?
Right.
The other side of that argument is this, because this is how it played out last night. You've got Jabba Chamberlain warming up.
Mm-hmm.
Jabba pitches to Murphy. Now, you could make that point at the time, but Jabba did get in the game soon after.
And what happened?
He wasn't any good.
I'm right.
So, damned if you don't.
What are the alternatives there, right?
There's no one else warming up there.
After the home run to Molina, the next batter pop up to A-Rod.
Right. You want to go lefty, lefty, righty, righty, lifty, doopy, doopy, doopy? That's all well and good. The reality is, Jabba came in and stunk the joint up. The other thing you could talk about, Girardi, was Robertson doing a bad job?
No, he wasn't.
Bang, bang.
Right.
All of a sudden, we overmanage sometimes. Now, as bad as last night was, and God knows if Josh Hamilton flicks his wrist and it's one more freaking home run to
right. It was amazing. His first home run last night, and we were both sitting there, and as soon as the ball goes up, you know, we're like, can of corn, and the next thing you know, it's in the right field seats.
Like five rows, too.
I mean, he barely swung at that.
Yeah. I don't know, maybe it's the romantic in me. I don't know. Clearly, I've been beaten down enough times in my life as a Met fan and a Jet fan not to feel this way. I think Sabathia pitches a gem today. I think the Yanks get the win today. And I think it goes back to Texas for Phil Hughes. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I could clearly be proven wrong. The Yanks could go meekly into the late afternoon sky.
They're the Yankees.
And we could be done.
They're the Yankees. You can't go meekly.
They could go meekly. You just don't know.
You can't.
You like to think they can't, but who the hell knows at this point, right?
Well, you know, listen, it's still nobody's ever won a series by winning three games. That's all you can tell
yourself.
Unless
it's a best of five.
Yeah, I mean, well, I'm talking about
at
the
that point,
LCS.
You'd win,
I mean,
because there's no more games
seven
left.
You need in this ALS.
You do need to win four,
that's
right?
That's what I'm talking about. And you know exactly what I'm talking about.
10 other times, by the way, teams have come back from down 3-1 and won three consecutive games.
It happens.
You're not, I mean, listen, the Texas Rangers went to Tampa. They went bang, bang, up 2-0. They went back home to close it out. What happened?
They lost two in a row.
So it ain't like, I mean, you know, you're not climbing Mount Everest here, but it was frustrating. It was maddening. And I got to be honest, I know the feeling well. If I closed my eyes, I was in Shea Stadium for a long time. Mm. You know? That being said, you and I were rock stars last night.
What do you mean by that?
Absolute rock stars.
Listen, I was just kind of doing my thing.
We
just
did what we said we would
game.
Do last night.
I didn't do anything.
No, yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
You threw three bags of peanuts at me. I didn't catch
you,
a single bag.
And you dropped every single one of them.
I was under a lot of pressure. Cameras on me, the lights. That's 54,000 people chanting my name.
Right.
You know, on the Jumbotron, they went Michael Jordan, Bernie Williams, me.
Right, they did.
Did they not?
They did.
Just saying. Then I was getting requests from people watching the game.
Yeah.
To the Hulk Hogan. Well, I tried to deliver all requests, but it was hard to.
I think for
so
the
many.
Most part, when you put the mask on, it's about when I lost it.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know you had the mask with you.
I had the mask with me.
And then you pulled
me.
The mask out, and
yep. I
but
said
you know
I would
what?
Do it.
It was the rally mask because the Yankees ended up scoring runs.
They scored a run there. That's exactly right. I put on the mask in the bottom of the fourth. Bang, the Yankees get a run. Right?
Right.
So I did my part.
You know, the other thing, too, in regards to Teixeira's injury and everything.
Yeah.
And I've always subscribed to this way of thinking. I think most coaches and players should think the same way. I don't know how the fans think about this because sometimes it could be like, you know, the sky is falling. It's the chicken little syndrome.
Right.
You know, players are always bitching and complaining about playing time, who's playing, who's not playing, who's not getting a chance, and all this other stuff. Well, when a guy like Teixeira gets injured, you know, there are players that are going to have an opportunity now to step up.
That's right. Swisher went to first. Timms comes in.
I mean,
they'll probably catch Cervelli and DH Posada.
Right. I mean, guys are going to have opportunities now. Like I always say this, you know, an injury is an opportunity for someone somewhere.
Right. And listen, Teixeira hasn't had a single hit in the ALCS. No great loss, by the way, losing Teixeira for the rest of the way.
Defensively, dude.
Defensively, fine. Great loss offensively. The guy couldn't hit the broadside of a barn.
The first time there's an error at first base, you know, whether it be a scoop out of the dirt like he had last night or a great pick on a hard-hit ground ball.
Right.
Then you'll be saying, oh my God, where's Mark Teixeira?
Well, let's get some calls.
You know, to baseball, Craigie, there's offense and there's defense.
Here's Jimmy and Islip, New York on the fan. Good morning, Jimmy. How are you, baby?
Pretty good, guys. How you doing this morning?
Jimmy, what's happening, brother?
Oh, man, I'm telling you, I was a little disappointed to hear on the show before that a lot of people are not supporting the New York teams. I mean, I know that they're not hitting well. Cano's been really supporting them hit-wise for
right.
most of the year.
Yep.
But, I mean, you know, these are the New York teams that are...
Dude, it's not that people aren't supporting the Yankees. It's a level of frustration. Obviously, New York Yankee fans want the Yankees to win, but when they lose the game the way they did...
Yeah, anti-Yankee fans that are so hate-focused, you know, that... You know, hey, this is New York. We live here.
Take yeah, big guy, listen. Boomer and I are not in the majority when we started Mets fans for Yankees.
I mean,
you have to understand that we're going against the grain there. We broke the mold on that one, baby.
We did.
We got more hate mail on Mets fans for Yankees than anything we've ever done. My buddy Chris Baldotti called me this morning at 5 o'clock. He goes, listen, I'm sick of it. I'm starting a new church. I go, all right, what's the church? He goes, Mets fans that hate Mets fans for Yankees.
Yeah, we understand. But people don't understand, though. You know, we're doing it for the children.
Well, not only that, Boomer.
You got to get your bracelets. If today's you know, the potential last home game for the Yankees, you got to get your bracelets.
You have to remember this also, Boomer.
Yes.
All great men in history, I mean the greats.
Like Alexander the Great?
Have gone against...
The grain.
The grain.
Okay.
It's what sets you apart from everybody else.
Give me an example.
Lewis and Clark, great men. There's nothing out west. You're wasting your time.
And then Sacagawea took them all the way.
Sacagawea.
Showed them the way.
Columbus, the world is flat. You're going to fall off the end. I think not, my friend.
Right. I'm going to find the new world.
You understand what I'm saying to
yes.
you? We are great men.
Okay.
Alexander Graham Bell. You're not going to talk to somebody across the street in that contraption.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying to you?
I understand what you're saying, baby.
Remember this, Boomer. In 1937, the United States of America had a guy who was in charge of all patents for the country.
Right.
That guy said in 1937, there is no need to keep this office open Everything that could ever be invented has already been invented.
How do you like me now?
Exactly right.
That's what I'm talking about.
Great men.
Great
men. We swim upstream like the salmon in Alaska.
Are we spawning?
Let's just hope we don't get in a net and wind up on Al Duke's dinner table at a steakhouse in a month.
But when you're swimming upstream, aren't you spawning?
Oh, we're spawning, baby.
We're spawning, huh?
Parallel, not, you know, together. Although I think the salmon go both ways. Pretty sure about that.
We're a bunch of spawners.
Yeah, I don't think the salmon are,
you spawning salmon.
Are riding bareback anytime soon. I think the salmon got their own thing going on.
You think
I don't, I think it's all internal anyway. I think the salmon reproduce without a mate. I think that's how the fish do it.
Well, the fish, they lay eggs, and then you come over and pick it up, and bang, next thing you know, you got little fishes.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Little fishies, right?
Yeah, little spawning fishes.
Yeah.
Little baby fishes.
But